Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you She Caught Me in Panties, Part 1, written by Little Katie. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. 8-year-old David carefully poked his head out of the bedroom window and checked both ways to make sure no one was coming down the hall. He didn't want to get caught while he looked around the pink and white room that had a huge canopy bed and was littered with stuffed animals. After all, this wasn't his room, it wasn't even his house. This room belonged to Misty, his 5-year-old neighbor. David walked as quietly as he could and gently pulled open the top drawer of the white dresser. He was amazed at the variety of colors the little girl's underwear came in, and how soft they felt as he picked one up in his hands. "What do you think you're doing?" a stern voice said from the doorway. David didn't need to look to know that it was his sister. He quickly put his hands behind his back as he turned towards Kathy. "Answer me. I'm not doing nothing." "Nothing, huh? Let me see what you have behind your back then." Slowly, David handed the pastel pink pair of panties to his sister. "And why were you playing with these?"
"I wasn't playing," David said in his defense.
"Then what were you doing?"
"I was just looking, that's all. I didn't do nothing with them."
"Come with me." Kathy placed the panties back in the top drawer and closed it before leading her little brother into the master bedroom. She was 16, and it was her job to babysit tonight. Usually, she only had to watch David after 10 p.m., while her mother worked the graveyard shift. But tonight, she started at 4 while her mother and Will went out on a date. Will, Misty's father and her mother, had been growing increasingly close the past 2 years. Kathy thought that maybe that closeness was causing her little brother to misbehave.
"You're not going to tell Mom, are you?"
David asked as he sat on the king-sized bed.
"I don't know yet."
David looked down at his swinging feet and pouted.
"What's going on with you? You're usually so well-behaved."
"I was just looking."
"And yesterday you were just looking through my things."
"I could tell because you don't know how to fold things right."
"I just want to know what girls' stuff looks like."
"And is that why you were looking up Misty's skirt before?" David blushed. He didn't think anyone knew what he was doing as he sat on the floor while Misty ate a snack at the kitchen table.
"So why do you want to know what girl stuff looks like?"
Kathy asked as she sat next to her brother. She put her arm around him to reassure David that she wasn't mad, but just wanted to know what was going on.
"I just wonder what it's like to be a girl."
"You do?"
"Sometimes at night, right before I fall asleep, I pretend I'm really a girl in my head."
"Okay, I think I understand. Stay here for 10 minutes going through people's things for not asking, and then we'll talk again, okay?"
"Okay."
David pouted at being punished and watched his sister leave the room. Kathy walked down the hall and into the living room, where the 5-year-old was still watching some cartoons.
"Caddy," Misty said in her small voice, "you missed a good part."
"It's okay, I had to talk to David for a little bit."
"Oh, is he in trouble again?"
"Just for a little while."
"Did he break something again?"
Misty asked, remembering the last time David was in trouble, he broke one of his sister's perfume bottles.
"No, he just is confused."
"About what?"
Misty asked, half paying attention to the television.
"I think he wants to know what it's like to be a girl."
"Really?"
Misty hit the button to shut on the remote to shut the television off.
"Yes, but I don't know what to do."
"Make him girl tonight," Misty sang.
"And how do I do that?"
"Make him pretty and dress pretty."
"Do you think that would help?" Kathy played along, even though the idea had come to her as she left her brother.
Misty violently shook her head yes.
"But if we did it, I'm sure that he wouldn't want my mom or your dad to know."
"Would you be able to keep a secret?"
Misty again shook her head yes.
"Let me ask him if he wants to, and if so, you can help make him pretty, okay?"
"Yes, yes, yes," Misty sang and clapped.
Kathy walked down the hall, first stopping at Misty's bedroom and then to the master bedroom.
"Is my time up?" David asked.
"Yes, but I want to ask you something."
"Okay."
"Do you really want to know what it's like to be a girl?"
David's face turned red with embarrassment as he gently shook his head, yes.
"Would you like to try it for a night?"
"What do you mean?"
"I mean we will let you be a girl tonight and dress up and have fun."
"Are you teasing me?"
"Not at all.
I don't mind that you are curious, and Misty would probably love having a girl playmate for the night.
But I don't know how."
"Don't worry, we'll help, so do you want to?"
"Yeah,"
David said quietly, so quiet that Kathy could barely hear him.
"Good, Then go into the bathroom and put these on. Kathy handed her brother a pair of white panties that had a smiley-faced flower on the front. David took them in his hand. They felt just as soft as the pink pair that he had taken before. The flower goes in the front. Kathy could tell her brother was confused by which was the front or the back. Come out as soon as you're done and we will get you something nice to wear, okay? David slowly walked into the master bedroom. A part of him feared that his sister was going to say she was joking and make him look silly. When he got into the bathroom, he quickly closed the door and was almost overpowered by the smell of potpourri. He pulled off his heavy sneakers and then put his dirty socks in them so they wouldn't be lost. He then pulled off his dirty t-shirt and laid it over the towel rack. David then took off his jeans and placed them over the tub. He looked at himself in the mirror and saw his scraggly shoulder-length brown hair, small frame, and dingy briefs. He slowly removed his underwear and looked at the reflections of extremely small privates. Even for a 7-year-old, David wasn't nearly as developed as he should have been. Upset at what he saw, David quickly pulled up the white panties and once again looked at himself in the mirror. Not much of the reflection had changed. It was still him, and no magic had occurred like he secretly wished. The panties felt a little snug, but they also felt soft and comfortable, and that brought a slight smile to David's face. He looked at himself closer in the mirror and noticed that he didn't even have a slight bulge in the feminine undergarments. He pulled the elastic band out to have a look. It was just too small to make a difference. David walked back into the master bedroom. His sister and Misty were sitting on the bed awaiting his arrival. Instinctively, David covered his middle with his hands before they could have a good look. "Don't be silly, David," Kathy said. "It's just us girls here." "Oh, I forget," David answered as he hesitant put his hands at his side. "So what do you think of Misty?" "A lot of work to go, but the undies are cute on her." Misty started giggling like crazy, causing David to blush. "The first thing we need to do is give you a girl name," Kathy said. "How about Davida?" the panty-clad boy said. "Nah, I don't think so. How about we use your middle name because I don't know a female version of David?" "Lee?" "Yeah, how about we make it Lise?" David smiled. "I see you like it," Kathy grinned back. "Nice to meet you, Lisa," Misty said, and then returned to her giggling. "So what am I going to wear?" David asked as goosebumps lined his arm. "First, we gotta make you a little presentable and then clothes, okay? So what do we have to do first?" "First, we got to clean you up and do something with that hair. It's a good thing it's nice and long and I have something to work with." Kathy and Misty led the small boy to the kitchen. Kathy set up a step stool in front of the sink so David could reach the faucet. He turned on the water so it was just the right temperature to his liking. "Stay here with Misty until I come back," Kathy instructed as she made her way to the bathroom. A few minutes later, she was back in the kitchen, her hands full with towels and various bottles. "We're going to use all that?" David asked, astonished by all the different products. "Don't you want to look the best you can for the first time you're a girl?" Kathy said as she set the bottles on the counter near the sink. "Yeah, I guess." David tried to curb his enthusiasm, but the smile he flashed made Kathy know better. "The first thing we need to do is get a little glow in your face," Kathy said as she unscrewed the lid off a short blue container. David didn't object much when Kathy wet a pink circular cloth. Even though it felt much rougher than anything he had ever used, he knew that his sister would do the right thing for him. After his face was sufficiently scrubbed, it was lathered with a pink and white bar that smelled a little like his mother's perfume. After the suds were rinsed off, David's face got scrubbed again, and then Kathy dipped 2 fingers into the white creme that was in the short blue container. Kathy applied the cream liberally to her brother's face. The strong alcohol smell almost knocked the little boy backwards. "How's that?" Kathy asked. "It stings," David complained as the tears welled in his eyes. He was unsure if he was tearing because the sting hurt that bad or because the alcohol was so strong. "Don't worry, only 3 minutes and then we can get to your hair. Trust me, this will make your face nice and you'll be absolutely glowing." David nodded his approval while he counted away the seconds. He didn't much like washing his face, and this stuff was hundreds of times worse. Finally, it was time to remove the creme, and Kathy used great care not to get any of the noxema in her brother's eyes. "There you go, looking prettier already." Kathy held a small mirror in front of her brother's face. David was shocked that he could actually tell the difference and that his face actually did have a glow to it. When he bent down for Misty to touch and check softness, shivers went down his spine at the coolness of her touch. He also checked the softness, but didn't know how it felt before the treatment. But he trusted his sister and assumed it was definitely much softer than before. "Let's get to that hair now," Kathy said. "It's so nice for a girl to have such lovely hair, but you need to know how to take care of it so it's soft and silky like mine and Misty's." "I don't see the stuff I normally use," David said as he scanned the bottles. "That's because you girl are in for a treat tonight. Now bend over the sink so we can soak your head." David did as he was told and bent over the sink as far as he could. His sister took the spray nozzle and started wetting his hair. David could feel his sister messaging his hair as the water dripped down the side of his face and neck. He was enjoying the treatment, and even though he didn't spend a lot of time doing things with Kathy, he felt like maybe that was going to change. "Okay," Kathy said as she grabbed a bottle from the counter. "It's time to lather up and make your hair look nice." "Okay, I'm ready," David said as his voice echoed off the deep stainless steel basin of the sink. A few seconds after, he felt a thick glob of shampoo hit the top of his head. The smell of strawberries encompassed him and gave him such a sense of comfort that he almost fell asleep as his sister worked the shampoo in his hair. It took a good 5 minutes until Kathy finally stopped, but it felt so good that David didn't mind the wait. David kept his head down as he watched the suds twirl down the drain as his sister soaked him again. "There you go, your hair smells heavenly," Kathy said as she put some more goop in his hair. "You're washing it twice?" David asked, a little eager that she might be doing just that. "No, this is conditioner. It will help strengthen your roots and keep you from getting split ends." "Cool," David answered, even though he had little idea what his sister was talking about. "Now stand up and turn around so we can wrap a towel around your hair and dry it some." David turned around while still standing on the step stool. His sister wrapped a soft pink towel around his head, and when he saw himself in the mirror she held up, he thought he looked like a Muslim. "So, what do you think?" Kathy asked, seeing her brother practically mesmerized by the reflection. "It doesn't even look like me looking back," David said as he noticed his features look a little more delicate. "Well, maybe it's not David looking back, but it's definitely you, Lisa." Kathy smiled and hugged her little brother. He wrapped his arms around her neck and let his sister carry him to the living room. It was a rare treat for her. A few years ago, David had decided he was too big to be carried. She gently placed him on the couch as Misty jumped up and sat next to him. "How long before my hair dries like this?" David asked. "It should be a little while, but we got other things to do before that." "Like what?" "I figure with two little princesses here that maybe I could paint your nails." "Both of us?" David asked. "Yes, if you want. This way we can have some fun, and by the time it's finished, we can work on your hair." "Sure," David said and smiled. He saw his sister do her nails a lot of times and always wondered what it was like. Kathy went to the kitchen and retrieved the things she would need. The first thing Kathy did was trim the children's nails with clippers. Even though her nails had some length to them, she didn't think it was too wise for kids to grow theirs out yet. Next, she filed each nail down so they were rounded properly. With 20 nails to take care of, it took her more time than she realized, but Kathy was proud of her work when she was done. Finally, she took out some pink nail polish and painted each nail using great care. Since this was her brother's first time, she wanted to make it as perfect as possible so he could have fond memories of this night. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.